Hallelujah, morning Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we thank you for your wonderful word that inspires and encourages us. And Lord, we just thank you as we're going through the word again this morning in Matthew 5, your beautiful messages before you actually died to deal with our sin debt and give us the Holy Spirit, a new covenant where we can wake up to your mighty love. And so we thank you, Lord, as we just see these things here where it's not just the attitudes and the actions in which we do things, but our very thoughts that inspire the attitudes and actions. And we thank you, Lord, that we could never get to that place, Father God, apart from you, because we want your plan, we want your love, and you give the love, you put it into our heart. So thank you every day as we walk with you, Lord. You inspire us to walk in the footsteps of Jesus, and you inspire us to be everything you made us to be. So thank you for what we can seem difficult here as we look into it, Father God. But I thank you, Lord, by your Spirit moving from the inside, working in our hearts and in our minds for us to be obedient. And then as we're obedient and we're following Jesus, I think of that wonderful scripture, Father God, where Jesus speaks about falling into the ground and dying to bear much fruit. And when our lives are committed to him and to the purpose and the family, and we follow him, you minister to us as well. So thank you for the reality of having you, the Father and the Son, and the Holy Spirit to enjoy, because I think of that wonderful scripture, in Christ the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell, and we have come to fullness of life in this family, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for this wonderful understanding and your help this day and every day. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Matthew 5 from verse 40 to 42. If someone is determined to sue you for your coat, give him the shirt off your back as a gift in return. And should people in authority take advantage of you, do more than what they demand. Learn to generously share what you have with those who ask for help, and don't close your heart to the one who comes to borrow from you.
I think of that scripture where Jesus says, let your heart not be troubled. And when you hear things like this, your heart can be troubled if you forgetting the realities of the new and the better covenant, that there's nothing that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit wants from you that they won't help you with, that they won't put it on your heart, help you to perceive and understand and have those thoughts in mind to do it. And then as we do it, then come through for us. So we need to rest in that, you know, and that's why you don't worry about these things, but you just stay in tune. I mean, worry is from the devil. I mean, we just stay in tune with our God, and whatever needs to take place, it happens. We tested, squeezings come, as we read here, and then you help us, the Lord helps us by putting it in our heart the right way and then formulating it in our mind, writing the laws in our mind. Then our attitudes and our actions can be right. And then we're not doing it to please man or for hand clap, but we're doing it because we want to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and enjoy all the rewards of the good things that are being written for us in heaven. We want God and we want his plan for our lives. Amen. So that whole thing every day, your will be done, your kingdom come, because we are children and king's kids. So we also kings, we're developing into our inheritance as kings, like King Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren. And so it's a daily thing, a daily developing, a daily trusting, and a daily growing into maturity, the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. Amen.
Amen.